Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
RadioNetwork.com. That's sales at Gab Radio.
That's Jerry and the Pacemakers bringing us back. Jerry with a G. 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our new friend. Soon to not be a new friend. We're going to get her back, Tiana Lawrence. Ladies and gentlemen, she's a very smart lady. I hope you'll buy her book, Blockchain for Dummies. I've bought at least 10 of these. I've been giving them away. And I've got one in almost – I have three different places where I work, and I have one of these on every desk. Tiana, I want to congratulate you on making this very complicated issue truly something that dummies can, like me, can understand. So thank you for that. Congratulations.
My pleasure.
So you want to give us a website?
Sure. At www.factum.com.
Factum.com. Tell us what about Factum.
So Factum is a software company that I formed with a couple friends. And we build blockchain software for governments and Fortune 500.
Right. Okay. So you're helping people apply blockchain, right?
Yes.
Do you also help them with the network, the ledgers that they, the ledger network? Do you help them develop that, or do you help them, or do they use other established ledgers?
So the way the technology works is, yes, you can establish your own ledger, but the more distributed it is, the more secure it is. So Factum has its own distributed blockchain.
So you not only bring
ours into others.
You not only help them have the application, but you also bring them a ledger network that they can use. So let's talk about that, folks.
Okay.
So think about this, folks. You have an asset, whatever it might be, money and a car, piece of property, a sofa, I don't care. You have a blockchain that identifies the digital record in that blockchain, identifies that this is a sofa and it belongs to you. It doesn't belong to anybody else. And if anybody else tried to steal it from you, nobody would buy it because the record shows that it belongs to you. Now, then you distribute that, Tiana, over this network of ledgers, also called nodes, that could be around the world, right? These are miners, people who are doing this partially for a living, where that one record exists in thousands or millions of places, right?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so continue with that.
So the most interesting thing that this technology does is allow you to plug existing systems into it. So it's a way of rebuilding the internet with trust. So every place that you think you have to make a leap of trust, blockchain technology can step in and build a bridge. This technology is going to be most transformative in places where trust is the lowest. So in the developing world and things like that, because here in the United States, we've built really strong systems that allow us to trust one another. We have a strong court system. We have people in power that make
but
sure
but those
are
all analog systems. They're not fast
Correct.
Enough for the digital world, are they?
This is a digital surrogate for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Say that again. So the blockchain and distributed ledger systems is mm-hmm. a digital surrogate for trust, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yep.
And,
I would
and
agree
so,
with that.
So I'm going to make a statement. You tell me how accurate you think I am. First we had, mm-hmm. first we had telephones, and that changed the world. Then we had electricity. We harnessed electricity, that changed the world. Then we had the internet. You could stick the combustible engine in there if you want to, but then we had the internet that changed the world. I think the next world changing thing is going to be blockchains and distributed ledgers. What do you think?
I'm 100% agreeing with you on that. This is a piece of technology that has been missing from the internet. It's the trust layer. It's the part, the internet has been built in layers, and this is a new layer for the internet that allows individuals that have never met each other to trust each other and conduct business mm-hmm. with mm-hmm. one another.
in a digital way, meaning that if you make a digital mistake, the damage is done. Humpty Dumpty can't be put back together like an analog Humpty Dumpty, right?
Right. What this technology allows you to do is if a mistake is made, is that mistake is recorded, and you can't hide that a mistake was made. Mm-hmm. You can only add a new record. You can always add. You can't take away.
And that comes back to the immutable part I've been talking about. We've been using that word, folks, all three segments here, the immutability of the blockchain and its recording being recorded across the distributed ledgers. Folks, buy this book, Blockchain for Dummies. I promise you, you'll thank me later. Tiana, you did a great job today. Will you come back? You got a lot more to teach us.
I would love to.
All right, Tiana Lawrence, ladies and gentlemen. Give us the website again, please.
www.factum.com.
Check it out, folks. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you that the ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.